speedbuilders.com. Now, I want you to explain what you remember about the entrance of Officer French, who just testified.
Yes, sir.
First, does this mark represent your location when Officer French first came through that door?
Yes, I was sitting on the floor.
Do you have a particular reason for remembering this spot?
Because I was sitting there.
Had you just done something?
I had just made a phone call.
Where was the telephone?
It was in the middle of the floor.
How close was it to the mark that you have just put on Defendant's Exhibit A?
Just about a foot away.
If you know, where was the telephone connection? Did the line go to a wall, or where?
I don't remember.
Were there any other objects located near where you were sitting?
There was a couch, and there was another couple of chairs or something.
Speak a little louder so we can hear you.
There was another couch, maybe two.
Where did you get the telephone? You were sitting there, and you made a telephone call. Where did the telephone come from?
Off of an end table.
Now, when the officers came in, what is the first thing you heard?
Hold it, don't move.
What else? Was there any directive or statement other than what you have just related?
After they got inside the room, they said, get up against the wall.
What, if anything, did you do when they told you to get up against the wall?
I started over to get up against the wall, and Crocker turned around and got to the other wall.
Where was he located when the officers entered the room?
He was sitting on the couch.
He was seated on the second couch?
Yes.
You have heard testimony today that he was standing.
Well, he is lying.
Did anyone follow you when you went over to the wall?
Officer French came in the door, and as I stated before, I started towards the wall. He gave me a kick to put me against the wall. He gave me a kick when I got about even with him.
Well, did he ask you who owns the car?
Yes.
Where was Officer French at that point?
He had followed me up to the wall.
And he removed a pink slip from your pocket, did he not?
Yes, sir.
Where were you when he removed that pink slip?
I was still up against the wall.
You mentioned the pink slip to him, did you not?
Yes, sir.
How much time did it take, if you remember, for him to get that pink slip out of your pocket?
About 4 seconds.
How close was he to the position he was in when he had asked you who owns the car?
He was right there in the same place. He hadn't moved.
Officer French stated in his testimony that he did not kick you. Did he or did he not kick you?
He kicked me in the back as I started towards the wall.
Was there any furniture at the location where you were sitting on the floor? Was there a stool or anything like that?
Not where I was sitting.
You were just sitting on the floor?
Yes, sir.
And does the doorway open inward?
Yes.
And would that opening be towards you?
On my left.
And could you see the officers as they entered from where you were sitting?
Yes, sir.
Did the door block your view of the officers? Does the door swing in?
The door came all the way back in, yes.
But where were the hinges located?
I don't understand.
Did the door just open in?
Yes, to the best of my knowledge.
And how many officers came in?
Two.
Did they come in together?
Yes, sir.
Neither one of them was in uniform, is that correct?
No, sir.
They were not?
No.
And they told both of you to get up and get over against the wall, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And Crocker turned and got against the wall?
Yes.
Did you say that he was seated on the couch?
Crocker was seated on the couch and I was sitting on the floor.
He wasn't standing up behind you?
No, sir.
Were you looking at Crocker when the officers came in?
I knew where he was sitting.
Did you see him stand up and turn around and face the wall?
Yes, sir.
You saw him get up from the couch?
Yes, sir.
When the officers came in, did they kick the door open?
Yes, they did.
Did they slam the door open, make a lot of noise when they came into the room?
Yes, sir.
They came in pretty fast?
Yes, sir.
When you heard the noise of the officers coming into the room, did you look directly at the door?
Yes, sir.
Did you start to get up when you saw them at that time?
No, sir.
You just sat there on the floor?
Yes, sir.
What caused you to turn around and look at Crocker?
When the first officer yelled for us to get up and get against the wall, I turned around and started for the wall.
You got up off of the floor?
Yes, I saw Crocker was seated on the couch, and I stood up and turned around and grabbed the wall.
You did not see him before that?
Before?
Yes, just before the officers came in.
Yes, sir. We were both in the room.
How were the officers armed? Did both of them have shotguns, or did one have a shotgun and one have a revolver, or what?
I believe they both had shotguns.
Did French have a shotgun?
Yes, sir.
And he came right up to you with that shotgun when he was questioning you. Is that true?
Yes, sir.
How was he holding the gun?
I don't know, but I know he had it.
You could see it then, could you?
Yes, sir.
How did you see it if you were facing the wall?
By looking at him. French was right there to the side of me. He was standing by me.
Where was the other officer?
I don't know.
He was not located where you could see him?
I wasn't looking for him.
Now, when you got up and grabbed the wall, was that when you are telling me that French kicked you?
Yes, sir.
Which way were you facing at that time?
Toward the wall.
And he was behind you?
Yes, sir.